Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Speed of Trust by Stephen M. R. Covey. Read by the author.
There is one thing that is common to every individual, relationship, team, family, organization, nation, economy, and civilization throughout the world. One thing which, if removed, will destroy the most powerful government, the most successful business, the most thriving economy, the most influential leadership, the greatest friendship, the strongest character, the deepest love. On the other hand, if developed and leveraged, that one thing has the potential to create unparalleled success and prosperity in every dimension of life. Yet it is the least understood, most neglected, and most underestimated possibility of our time. That one thing is trust. Someone once told me that trust is something that you either have or you don't, and if you don't have it, there's nothing you can do about it. I strongly disagree. In fact, both my personal life and my work as a business practitioner over the past 20 years have convinced me that there is a lot we can do about it. We can increase trust much faster than we might think, and doing so will have a huge impact, both in the quality of our lives and in the results we're able to achieve. So what is trust? Simply put, trust means confidence. The opposite of trust, distrust, is suspicion. When you trust people, you have confidence in them, in their integrity, and in their abilities. When you distrust people, you are suspicious of them, of their integrity, their agenda, their capabilities, or their track record. It's that simple. We have all had experiences that validate the difference between relationships that are built on trust and those that are not. These experiences clearly tell us the difference is not small. It is dramatic. The difference between a high and a low trust relationship is palpable. Relationships of all kinds are built on and sustained by trust. They can also be broken and destroyed by lack of trust. Try to imagine any meaningful relationship without trust. In fact, low trust is the very definition of a bad relationship. A cynic might ask, so what? Is trust really more than a nice-to-have social virtue, a so-called hygiene factor? Can you measurably illustrate that trust is a hard-edged economic variable? I intend to answer these questions emphatically by clearly demonstrating the strong business case for trust. There's a simple formula that will enable you to take trust from an intangible and unquantifiable variable to an indispensable factor that is both tangible and quantifiable. The formula is based on this critical insight. Trust always affects two outcomes, speed and cost. When trust goes down, speed will also go down, and costs will go up. This is a tax.